Okay, we are on the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, 7-7, Halacha 7 in Chapter 7. Okay, this is mostly going to be
on page
77. Yeah, and we are going to be doing mostly footnotes today, not so much at the top. But let's just get started over here so we can get through this. The four cases in the Mishnah of mixtures. Mea tevel mea chulin. If you have 100 figs of tevel mixed with 100 figs of chulin. Now we're talking about the truma has already been taken out. There's no truma issues here at all. The only issue is going to be the trumas meiser, of course, because you're going to need to give meiser to Levi and trumas meiser to the Kohen. So what do you do? I mean, let's just speak it out real quick. All right. So if you take 10 figs out of the mixture, you don't know what you have. Maybe it's all chulin. So that's useless. So always think of the worst case scenario. The worst case scenario would be you take 100 figs out and all 100 are chulin. That would be the worst case. Really bad luck. But it's a possibility, and therefore, that's still not enough. How can you be absolutely sure that you have one fig of tevel, 101? So that's basically what it says over here. So you're going to take out 101 figs. Yeah, I'm sorry, Joey. I put back the Gemara in the base finish. So now you can designate that fig, that one fig. So you're going to say like this. This one fig, I have 101 here in front of me. The one fig in here that's definitely tevel, that'll be mitzaref with 9 others from wherever it is that it's tevel. I don't have to identify it. The main thing is that I have a tziruf of that one with the other 9 to make meiser. And that one that's in this 101 will be the trumas meiser. That's basically what he's doing, okay? So, yeah.
What is the value of
what? I have to split up these mixtures. I have to do it in a way in which it's going to make sense, so that I can be guaranteed that I get one fig at least that is definitely tevel, because that fig is going to ultimately go to the Kohen. Okay. Now that one in the 101. No, Kohen, Trumas Meiser. So that one is mixed up with the 101. Obviously, I have a problem now. Hold on a second. I have a problem now. I don't know which one it is. So I can't eat any of those 101. I'm going to have to sell all 101, well, actually 100 less one, to the Kohen for the price, whatever he'll pay for it, right? Because it's Taruvah. It's a little bit worth a little bit less than regular stuff. But he'll pay me for the 100. And the one he gets for free because that's for sure his. Okay? So that's what you accomplish. Once I've done that, I know that the rest, the other 99, is mutar b'achila to Azar, right? Now, I'm not sure exactly, what's the deal with those two, with that one? Does he have to give 9 of those to the Levi? What does it say over here? Yeah, let's see over here. Now, this pshat that I'm telling you is the pshat of the is called the pshat of the Ravid in this Mishnah. There are many other ways to learn the Mishnah, but because apparently Reb Chaim Kanievsky and others, it says over here, give their shtempel on this pshat, so he goes with that pshat. Let's see, what else do we have to say here? Yeah, here in the second paragraph in 4. So he says, of course he cannot keep the rest of the miseration for himself. However, it is not necessary to give those figs themselves to a Levi. one may instead give him their value. He gives them either 9 fruits from the 99, or he pays them their value in money. So there you have it. That's what I was looking for. Wanted to make sure, I hadn't thought that through. So you definitely have to have an asina to the levy, because this is tevel, for sure you owe it to him. Okay, so the 101 go to the kohen, 9 go to the levy, right? And you're left with 90. That's it. That's your balance. Okay? So that's case number one. Well, yeah, don't worry about that. Okay, so now we're going to, because that's case number one. Case number two. Mea tevel, mea meiser. Now this time, instead of mea chulin, that's going to be meiser. So you've got, let's see, you've got, how much trumas meiser do you have to give from mea meiser? How much trumas meiser do you have to give from mea meiser?
10.
10. 1/10 of 100 is 10. So you have to give 10 from the trumas meiser, from the meiser pile. And the mea tevel, how much do you have to give for trumas meiser? 1. So we have a total chiyuv from this whole pile of 11 that must go to the kohen, right? So that's our goal. We need to somehow isolate 11 that we know for sure are going to be roi to be trumas meiser. So let's see what it says. It doesn't say that, though. It says you have to give, it's 100 and 100. Noito me'av achas, you take 101. Why? You can be certain to have at least one miserician fig among the 101, right? Again, you're looking for the miserician fig. Now you designate this fig along with 10 more of the 101 as trumas miser. So that'll rectify the remaining group of 99 and allows them for the non-coin, right? So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the bottom. Let's take a look at this. Let's start with footnote 6. In order to permit the mixture in this case, he has to take 11 figs as trumas meiser, 10 for the 100 meiser, 1 for the 100 tevel. He can't simply take 11 figs because the 11 he picks might all be tevel. This is an important point. If he picks 11 figs from the group and they're all tevel, What will that mean? What is the total amount from that tevel that can be meiser? Only 10. Only 10. That's what's important to understand here. You can't increase the amount of meiser that you take from a pile. So the 100 can only has a chiv of 10. You can't take 11 from that pile, because if they're all tevel, then you have one which you can't do anything with. You'd only have 10, right? So you must remove enough figs to be sure he'll end up with at least 11 Maiserishon figs. So the goal here is to get 11 Maiserishon. 11 Maiserishon. You need 11 Maiserishon. Ultimately, they're going to be, I'm saying before we get there, you need 11 figs that are going to be miseration. In other words, make sure it's not all tevel. If it's all tevel, you need a couple of those today. Okay, so you have 100 tevel. You're going to take 10 out of the tevel, and you need at least one from the miser Rishon that you could designate, okay? Because remember, if I have 10 from the tevel that are meiser, I can use those as trumas meiser for the 100 that are meiser next to it. The trumas meiser doesn't have to come from the 100. That's the trick here. That's why it's not 111, like you said. You could it can come from anywhere. So as long as you have, right? So if I have 100 meiser over here, and I have 10 meiser over here, and I have to give a total of 11, I can use all 10 of those meiser over here and one of these meiser over here to give to the Kohen as trumas meiser. So that's what the goal here is, okay? So that's what he's explaining there in 6. Then In 8, he says, removing 101 figs from the mixture ensures there's at least one Maaser Rishon fig. Then, if all the other figs in the group are Tevel, he'll still have 11 figs to use as Trumas Maaser. You make 10 of the Tevel figs Maaser Rishon, and those 10, along with the one of the original Maaser Rishon fig, that's going to be Trumas Maaser. And so, therefore, you again are Masakin it. So, that's case number 2. Let's just see over here. Yeah, he just wants to see what he's going to do here with the mixture. Here again, let's just look at the bottom of column 1 of 8. He's going to tell us what to do. So the group of 101, they're going to be forbidden to a non-Kohen, of course, because you don't know which 11 are the Trumas Maaser. The 101 will have to be sold to the Kohen for the price of Truma. One can charge only 90 of them because the 11 belong to him, Medina. So you can't charge at all for the 11, right? So you're going to charge him for 90 for the price of Truma, right? Okay. Now what's going to be with Levi? So let's see here. There were originally 100 Maaser figs. There were another 10 that were designated as Maaserishin for the 100 Tevel figs. So really, there should have been 110 figs of Maaserishin. Now, the Levi himself would have given from that 110, 11 of those to the Kohen anyway. I took care of that for him. But the thing is, the total I owe him, therefore, is not 110, but rather 99, right? So that's right. So I can pay him the value or take 99 of the figs and give him those. Now, if you give him the figs, the only benefit you'll have is he'll be able to sell the group of the 101 figs to the Kohen because you exhausted the whole amount. You gave 101 to the Kohen. You gave 99 to the Levi. You're left with nothing because we had a total of 200 to start off with. So what'd you gain? So you gained that the 101 you were able to sell to the Kohen. That's what your gain is here. So that's important to understand in the second case. Okay. Third case. You took care of your fifth. Somehow. Third case. Meya Chulin Musukonim and Meya Maaser. Here you have, not Tevel, you have Musukonim. So you have 100 that's 100% right for you to eat at home, right? And you also have 100 of what? Maaser. So now let's figure out what. So what do you have to give? You have to give Trumas Maaser how much? 10 altogether, right? 10 altogether. So what if you're going to take out 10 from this group, it might all be Mesukonim, so therefore you haven't taken anything. So how much do you have to take out to be sure that you have 10 Maaser? 110, right? Neitel Meva Esser. Here you're going to have to take out 110. You don't have an option to take 101 because the only reason 101 worked is because you had 9 the other Tevel, which you can make into Maaser. Here you don't have that option. You have to take 110, so you're guaranteed to have 10, which are Maaser. So you're seeing how it's working here. This is once you get into the groove, you understand how this mishnah is working, right? Anything we want to look over here? So at the top, it says it all on the top. I think he takes out this amount. And designates the 10 Maaserishin figs in the group of 110 as Trumas Maaser. And then the group of 90 is now permitted to a non-Kohen. But it's impossible to identify which of the 110 are Trumas Maaser. So that, of course, you have to sell again to the Kohen. Less the 10. Right. Right, that's what he says in 4. You charge him for 100. But he gets to keep the extra 10 for free. Fourth case, Meya Tevel V'Tishim Maaser. So now, this is the first time we're changing the designation, right? Now we're 100 are Tevel, 90 are Maaser. So we've changed the amount now. So 100 Tevel, 90 Maaser. So let's work it out. How much do you have to give from the Tevel for Trumas Maaser? You know, you should know this right off the top of your head.
So over here, it's the first time we don't
We don't have, we don't have, we have a disproportionate number over here.
So does Rove play a factor?
No, not at all. Rove is not playing a factor. It's not a hush of a Rove. 190 is it's not, that's not going to be bottle for Rove. No. Whatever. Tevel, first of all, Tevel is a double shayshal matirin, so it's not a question of bittel anyway. So, but let's try to focus on what the mission wants to tell us. So, Meya Tevel, how much do you have to give for Trumas Meiser?
10.
Come on, guys. Trumas Meiser.
110.
How much?
Out of
90? Out of what? Out of 100 Tevel.
One.
Come on, guys. Trumas Meiser is 1% out of 100. Because 10% is Meiser. 1 out of the 10 is Trumas Meiser. So, it's 1 out of 100, 1%. Right? So Meya Tevel, you have to give one. Tisha Meiser, 90 Ar Meiser, how much Trumas Meiser?
9.
Is 9. Correct. 10% of 90 is 9. 0.9 is.
Is that
that's right, but it's 9. One-tenth of Trumas, it's Meiser, 90 Meiser. The whole thing is Meiser. It's 10% of 90, which is 9. Okay, so the total we're going to have to give here for Trumas Meiser is 10, right? And then he gives another case before we solve it. 90 Tevel and 80 Meiser. Same type of a case, except you're 10 off on the Meiser. So then the Mishnah says, Lo hifsid klum. You don't lose out anything. It means it's unnecessary for him to be mafresh and be nosing to the Kohen more than had it been clear without a taruvus. That's what it means. Lohifsiklum means the fact that there's a taruvus doesn't cause me to lose anything more than I would have had to give had there been no taruvus. Now, how does that work? Let's look in 7. Okay. Where is it? Where is the, where does he give the amount here? Is it 8?
5.
What?
5.
5. Okay, 5. We'll do 5. Good. In this case, total Trumas Meiser is 10 figs, 9 to rectify the 90, 1 to rectify the 100. We got that part where he figured out. Thus, any 10 figs he removes from the mixture will serve his needs. Right? If all the 10 are Meiser Rishon, then they can all be used as Trumas Meiser. And if all of them are Tevel, they can also be used as Trumas Meiser. You have nothing to lose no matter which group you're from. Whether it's Tevel or whether it is Meiser, it's all Roi to be Trumas Meiser. Because I have in the 100 Tevel, I have 10 Meiser. And from that 10 Meiser, I can go ahead and take Trumas Meiser for the whole thing, which my whole total, the whole total amount I owe is only 10. The reason why I only owe 10 is because the Meiser pile is 90. It's 10 less. So the fact that the other pile is 10 less gives me an advantage that I can just use whatever I have in my Tevel pile for that other pile. That's the point here. If any of them, even though all of them are Tevel, they too can be used as Trumas Meiser by designating them first as Meiser and then as Trumas Meiser on behalf of the whole mixture. Okay? So and that's the Zaha call. Now they're going to say the Zaha call at the end of the Mishnah. So that's the rule. Cause man shahat tevel meruba, whenever it's 1/10 more than the meiser, in any case you come up with, it'll always work. Lo hifsid klum, you won't lose anything because you always have the ability to take the total amount from the tevel, because 10% of the tevel will give you the total amount you need to be mafresh for the whole amount.
And you can take it from the other.
The piles are mixed. I'm just splitting them.
Right.
And how do I split them? Right? So I in this case, you don't have to split it. You could just take out, right? You're just going to take out 10 figs from the whole mixture. You don't have to split anything because we're only giving out 10. So in the other cases in the Mishnah we had, we were giving 101 to the Kohen, so you have to split it apart. Here you're not giving anything more than you would have originally, right? So you want to work it out? Sam, you want to speak in it? No. I want you to just want to see if you want to go through it. Okay. So let's see the Gemara a little bit. So the small piece of Gemara here. So let's see, what does it say in the Hakdama here? We learned in the Mishnah's second case, 100 figs of Tevel, the 100 figs of Meiser, you take out 101, you declare 11 of them Trumas Meiser. After removing the 101, you designate Meiser Rishon for the Tevel before designating the Trumas Meiser for the entire mixture. Now, how should you make that declaration? So, Reb Shimon Lakish Omar, Tzarech Lahasnois V'Loimar, when you take the 101 figs, you have to stipulate like this. Im Tevel Ola B'Yadi, right? You're picking up the figs. You're going to pick up them all, one at a time, all 101 figs. You pick up the first fig, and you're going to make this condition. You pick up the second fig, you're going to again repeat this condition over and over again 101 times. This is what Rish Lakish is saying. And what are you going to say? You're going to pick it up. You're going to say, Im Tevel B'Yadi, if this fig is from the Tevel pile, then who Meiser? Let it be Meiser. Right? And
why did they have to pick them up one at a time?
That's Rish Lakish's. That's Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish holds that Meiser has to be a specific designated known quantity, known entity. Yeah, no, you're not, that's not called known. You don't know what's in here. You don't know, is it, do I have Meiser here? Do I have Tevel here? Do I have a mixture? You don't know. Like this, you're making a condition on a known entity, a known quantity, and you know the conditions. You see, it's not going to work. Let's say you picked up two figs. One fig could have come from the Tevel pile. One fig could have come from the Meiser pile. So what are you going to say? If both these figs are from the Tevel pile, then it should be one way. That's not. One of them is from the Tevel pile. Your condition won't make any sense. What would you say? So that's his point.
If they're both Tevel, then it's designated.
If they're both Tevel, I'm asking you. If one is Tevel and one is Meiser, what are you going to say?
You're in trouble.
You don't know what it is.
You don't know after you made the Tanai, you don't know what you have in your hand. Right? That's the point. He said, Im Tevel all biyadi hu Meiser. If it's Tevel, it's Meiserishin for the Tevel. This Meiserishin is now designated as Trumas Meiser. The Meiser all biyadi, if it was Meiser. Then it's Trumas Meiser. It means that it could be used as Trumas Meiser.
You can take a portion off of it so to become Trumas Meiser.
Yeah. So 13.
Took off now has the status of Meiser that you can take a piece off of that to make it Trumas Meiser.
Let's see. On the face of it, let's look what it says in 13. On the face of it, it would seem the suffix is only regard to the first 11. Once you made the Tanai of the first 11, he should have 11 Meiserishin regardless of what they were originally, right? That's right. Regardless, right, you know you have 11 Meiser now because your first 11, either it was Tevel and you made it into Meiser, or it was from the Meiser pile, in which case you made it into Trumas Meiser. So regardless, you know you have it, right? So why do you have to do 101? This is a mistake. For if the first 11 were all Tevel, only the first 10 became Meiserishin. Remember, we got to remember that rule. If it's Tevel, you can't go beyond 10 Meiser. So therefore, in your 101, as you're going through them one at a time, you could have 100 Tevel here, in which case... You're picking up when you get to number 11. You have to be specific. That's the point. Right. First 11, and if the first, similarly, if the first 11 were all Maiserishin, only the first 10 became Trumas Maiser, but the 11th one did not, because Maiserishin can't be designated as Trumas Maiser unless there's Maiser in the Tevel section, which you haven't designated yet. Right? When you're picking it up, you haven't taken the Maiser from the Tevel section yet. It's Tevel. So you can't pick up 11. Let's suppose the first 11 that you picked up were all Maiserishin. So what are you going to do with number 11? We understand the first 10 you could make into Trumas Maiser for 100 that were Maiser. But when you get to the 11th one, that's supposed to be Trumas Maiser for the 100 Tevel. But the 100 Tevel, you haven't designated the Maiser yet. It's still Tevel. So you're stuck. That's the point here. If you don't read the footnotes here, there's no way you're going to know what's going on here. This is the Spitz. This footnote 13 is real Gaonis. Yeah.
Gil Yonis,
that's correct. Right. And so on and so forth. I recommend you read it on your own. Okay? Just to make sure we have this Gemara now. So is there any more? Yeah, there's more. There's a little bit more, but we'll save that for tomorrow. So we'll stop here on 74B, and we'll continue on 75A tomorrow. Also,